In the holy name of Jesus, amen. In a culture obsessed with telling stories and setting the narrative before it gets away from you, there's a very important question that demands an answer during this time of year. Who gets to tell the story of Christmas? If we're up to the world to tell the story of Christmas, our minds wouldn't need to wonder what the message would be. All we'd have to do is watch a Christmas movie or visit a store. Aside from Charlie Brown's Christmas, which portrays the true meaning of Christmas more than any other, Christ is absent from Christmas movies. Take a look at any of the Christmas classics. It's a Wonderful Life, or How the Grinch Stole Christmas, or A Christmas Story. Looking at these, what's Christmas all about? The Hallmark Channel, during this time of year, is loaded with good-feeling movies. It may even include a Christmas hymn or two in its backdrop. More than likely, these movies have Joy to the World, or Silent Night, or some other Christmas hymn as the touching song played at the climax of the movie. But do these movies tell the same story these hymns tell? If we were to go into a store and surmise what Christmas is all about, we'd conclude it's about gifts, food, and perhaps family. With all the deals in the stores and the advertisements pushed on us from every direction, the Christmas they're selling is completely absent of the Word of God, Word made flesh. Almost entirely. And so our culture is devoid of showing any capability of telling the Christmas story. What sort of people get to tell the Christmas story then? Get to tell the story of the Word of God and human flesh to be their Savior? Well, this event is a big deal. Earth-shattering, one may say. Whoever tells this story must be pretty special. So what about those who are highly exalted, those of a high class? Do the kings and the nobles and the high priests get to tell the story? Well, that depends. For instance, in Scripture, you'd expect societal elites to introduce such a revolutionary figure into human history. I mean, God made flesh. That kind of announcement should be given to those who really matter in the world. But if you look at what a king would do with that kind of message and announcement, it wouldn't be met with joy, but fear. Not comfort, but greed. King Herod would attempt a coup to kill this promised Messiah, this promised King of the Jews, because he was so self-conscious about losing his throne, his importance, and his influence. So in Scripture, the secular kingly elites have proven themselves incapable. But what about the religious elites? At least you'd expect the religious elites to have the right to tell the story of Christmas. But in Scripture, where the Pharisees, Sadducees, and other priests at the temple entrusted with this good news of salvation for God's people? No. This message wasn't for them. For they wanted the promised Messiah to be a story of their own devising, a story of political dominance over Rome. They wanted to control the narrative, not God. But God's story must be told according to His own devising, without any interruption from sinful man, without any ulterior motives, power plays, or the deceitful hearts of man in the mix. The angels first announce the birth of the God-man to whom? The nearest priest? King Herod? Or maybe some other exalted prophet? How about someone of great character who's very righteous? Who would be the father or mother of such a child? Certainly someone whose holiness is greater than everybody else's, right? No, none of these. Our Lord humbled himself to be born of a virgin, Mary, a woman betrothed, not even married yet, to Joseph, who was a mere carpenter from Nazareth. They were no one special. They were Galileans, lower class, uninfluential Jews. They didn't have money, status, or power. They were humble Jews. Yet God, our Lord, in his infinite wisdom and humility, chose to be born to such people. The God of the heavens and the earth chose to be born in the stable, laid in a feeding trough for the animals. The Emmanuel, God with us, chose to humble himself to those who were humbled themselves. This is your God. Never think of yourself too unworthy for him. So back to the story. Who were the first ones to know about this birth? And who gets to tell us such wonderful news? Scripture goes on to say that the shepherds out in their fields, who were watching their flocks by night, had the glory of the Lord appear to them and announce this miraculous birth of the Messiah, the promised anointed one. Now the shepherds were definitely no one special. They were lower class workers. Some scholars refer to them as societal and religious outcasts. It's perceived that since they were so lowly and humbled folks, they couldn't get their time off to go bring sacrifices to the temple in Jerusalem for proper worship. Regardless, they were hard workers, always on the move. It's a lonely lifestyle. Definitely not ones expected to give such a life-altering announcement. Yet the good news of the Messiah was given to them. They were the first to hear of the miraculous birth of the Savior. And they were even entrusted with this message of salvation. They made known the angel's message to those around. And this message was met with wonder and awe. Perhaps it was also met with a sense of relief and hope. This message of salvation is entrusted to the humble, the ordinary, and the unexpected. Today, nothing has changed. The story of that night which we hear each Christmas was just told to you by children. Not children of kings, nobles, or priests, but children of ordinary, humbled folk. But this is exactly for whom the Savior came. He came for the humbled folk, not necessarily socioeconomically speaking, but those who are humbled in spirit. He comes in an unexpected way to serve the unexpected and the undeserved. This message of peace, love, and joy spills over into a praise and thanksgiving to God for saving his people from their sins. The good news of Jesus' birth to come and save sinners is for ordinary folks. And God considers you important enough, worthy enough, and He chooses you not only to hear of this miraculous birth on nights like tonight, but He also chooses you to share it with the world. Because the good news of God coming down to humble Himself in our sin-filled existence isn't a message just for us. Once Epiphany comes on January 6th, we'll hear of the wise men coming to this Christ child. The wise men weren't Jews. The promised Messiah wasn't for their people. Yet these men of nobility from foreign lands worship this child as the King of Kings, their Savior, the only God with us. This good news wasn't just for the Jews, but for Gentile outsiders too. So this message of salvation is for all people. There is no group of humanity this Savior wasn't born for. He's not just here for churchgoers or casual churchgoers. He's not just here for those who read their Bible and pray at home. But He's for all people, the believer and the unbeliever alike. The love of God is shown to the whole world through the birth of this babe. This good news has been entrusted to us to tell. Our Lord sets no boundaries, qualifications, or stipulations on who the Christ child is for. This infant Jesus saves His people from their sins by assuming the sin of all people into Himself. And this started on that night with an infant born in a manger. And this good news is for you. Because you are a humbled sinner in need of saving. This is the message of Christmas. So who gets to tell the message of Christmas? Well, anyone really. The humbled or the exalted. But by the lowly and humbled receiving this message of salvation first, it shows us who we are to become to receive this Christ child. Our Lord said it Himself. Humble yourselves, therefore, and you will be exalted. But whoever shares the message of Christmas needs to share the message according to how God has revealed it. For the power is in the message, in the Word of God made flesh, who is our Savior, Jesus. So don't let the story and the narrative get away from you. Christmas has always been, is now, and always will be about Jesus. Go, tell your friends about Him so that they know what Christmas is truly about. In the holy name of Jesus, Amen.